This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The East African nation of Kenya is losing some of its best long-distance runners. They're being lured abroad by lucrative signing bonuses and stipends. Most of them continue to live and train in Kenya. Now the Kenyan sports minister is threatening to bar the defectors from re-entering the country. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Kenya's national track championships are held each year in a Soviet-style stadium on the edge of Nairobi. The open-air arena is dominated on one end by a giant clock that doesn't function.
Samuel Muturi.
As the announcer introduces the field for the 10,000-meter race, some of the world's top long-distance runners are assembled on the track. But Kenya is having trouble holding on to some of its most talented athletes. More than a dozen Kenyan runners have switched their citizenship in the last 2 years, the majority of them racing off to oil-rich countries in the Persian Gulf. Earlier this year, two of Kenya's rising track stars, James Kwalya and Nicholas Kemboi, became citizens of Qatar. They follow in the footsteps of the current 3,000-meter world champion, Stephen Chirono. Chirono, who now runs as Saif Saeed Shaheen, signed up with Qatar in 2003 for a stipend of $1,000 a month for the rest of his life. $1,000 a month might not sound like much, but it's more than most Kenyans earn in a year. At the Kenyan National Championships, 10,000-meter runner Donato Nyaga says he'd happily give up his Kenyan citizenship if he got an offer from one of the Gulf states. He says the Kenyan government doesn't have the money to help runners, and most struggle just to survive.
Like me, I don't have a job, but I train much. Because of money, I cannot go anywhere. Yeah.
Former Kenyan runners are becoming a force in international racing. Youssef Saad Kamel of Bahrain, formerly Gregory Coachella of Kenya, broke the world record in the 800 meters last year. Saeed Musa, who used to be Elijah Kosgei, brought home a gold medal from the 2004 Junior World Championships, and he brought the medal home to Qatar. Kenya isn't losing its runners only to the Gulf. Wilson Kipketer, the longtime world record holder in the 800 meters, became Danish in 1997. The silver medalist in the 1500 meters at the Athens Olympics, Bernard Legat, has just announced he's taking up U.S. citizenship.
The world is looking at the Kenyan trials today.
Kenyans are passionate about road racing, and the long-distance runners in particular are a source of national pride. As Moses Masop takes the lead on the final lap of the 10,000-meter race at the national championships, the crowd is ecstatic. Also lining the track are sports writers from Europe looking for the next great distance runner. And the depth of the Kenyan team was clear, as many of the favorites were beaten by relatively unknown newcomers. Kenya's sports minister says some of the country's best runners are being stolen away by rich nations. He's also unsympathetic to the defectors, who he denounces as greedy and unpatriotic. Most of the runners who've taken up citizenship in Qatar and Bahrain still spend much of the year training in the highlands of western Kenya. Officials are now threatening to bar them from the country. The head coach of the Kenyan national track team, however, Dan Muchoki, says he's not too worried about the defections. He says he has a lot of talented young runners coming up through the ranks, and Muchoki says athletes leave because they believe they'll get more support for their careers elsewhere.
At the same time, maybe the issue of money, good money, maybe promised, then you compare with what they have here, they are getting here, and what they are getting the other side is. Once you compare that one, it can force you to go to another place.
And the financial difficulties of some of the Kenyan athletes are evident on the track. In the finals of the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase, half the competitors are barefoot. The women are barefoot, coaches say, not because they believe it makes them faster, but rather for the simpler reason that they can't afford running shoes. Jason Bobian, NPR News.